Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Centre approves additional assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees to five states affected by natural calamities. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says several revolutionary initiatives taken by the Centre for Rural Empowerment. BJP to hold Legislative Party meeting this evening to finalise name of next Chief Minister of Delhi, appoints party leaders Ravi Shankar Prasad and Om Prakash Dhankar as central observers. Gyanesh Kumar takes charge as new Chief Election Commissioner. In cricket, ninth edition of ICC Champions Trophy kicks off in Karachi in a short while, defending champions Pakistan to face New Zealand in opening game. And in Women's Premier League, UP Warriors to take on Delhi Capitals at Vadodara this evening. The high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved additional central assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees from the National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF, to five states affected by natural calamities such as floods, flash floods, landslides and cyclonic storms during the past year. According to the Home Ministry, 608 crore rupees has been approved for Andhra Pradesh, over 170 crore for Nagaland, over 255 crore for Odisha, more than 231 crore for Telangana and over 288 crore rupees for Tripura. The Home Ministry said this additional support is separate from the funds already allocated to the states by the Centre under the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF. During the financial year 2024-25, the central government released more than 18,322 crore rupees to 27 states under the SDRF and over 4,808 crore rupees from the NDRF to 18 states. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said several revolutionary initiatives have been taken by the central government to make the lives of rural citizens more comfortable. He added that these initiatives have provided new momentum to the country's economy. The minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 77th session of the Executive Committee of the African Asian Rural Development Organization, AARDO, in New Delhi today. Mr. Chauhan assured that India will continue to exchange knowledge, technical expertise and successful policies and programs through the multilateral platform of AARDO. He emphasized that India, with its unwavering support and assistance to AARDO, will empower the rural community.
परिवर्तनकारी समाधान तलाशने और मजबूत साझेदारी को बढ़ावा देने के प्रति आरडो की प्रतिबद्धता एकता और प्रगति के लिए दक्षिण दक्षिण और त्रिकोणीय सहयोग की भावना का प्रमाण है जो आरडो को परिभाषित करता है और जो भारत के लिए भी एक मंत्र है.
The Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi this evening. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. The name of the next Chief Minister of Delhi will be finalised during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next Chief Minister will be held tomorrow morning at the Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. Gyanesh Kumar today assumed charge as the new Chief Election Commissioner at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar succeeds Rajiv Kumar, who completed his tenure yesterday. In his message to the people after assuming charge as Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar said the first step for nation building is voting, and every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should become an elector and always vote.
First step for national building is voting. Therefore, every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should become an elector and should always vote. In accordance with the Constitution of India, electoral laws, rules and instructions issued therein, the Election Commission of India was, is and will always be with the voters.
Before his elevation as Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar was serving as Election Commissioner since the 15th of March last year. News just in, the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, today named two central observers for its legislature party meeting in Delhi to select its leader. They are senior party leader and MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and National Secretary Om Prakash Dhankar. The 13th meeting of Malaysia-India Defence Cooperation Committee, MIDCOM, took place in Kuala Lumpur today. It was co-chaired by Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh and Secretary General in Malaysia's Defence Ministry, Lokman Hakim bin Ali. Both sides expressed happiness at the growing bilateral defence cooperation with regular engagements between the two armed forces in recent years. The two sides held wide-ranging discussions on effective and practical initiatives to further expand bilateral defence engagements and regional and global issues. India has denounced Pakistan as a global epicentre of terrorism and called it an irony that Islamabad claims to be at the forefront of fighting terror. Speaking at the United Nations Security Council yesterday, India's permanent representative Parvataneni Harish said Pakistan is a global epicentre of terrorism, harbouring more than 20 UN-listed terrorist entities and providing state support to cross-border terrorism.
Pakistan is a global epicentre of terrorism, harbouring more than 20 UN-listed terrorist entities and providing state support to cross-border terrorism. Hence, it is a supreme irony when Pakistan pats itself on the back as being at the forefront of the fight against terrorism. India has been a victim of the acts of terror perpetrated by this country through terror groups. There cannot be any justification for terrorism, regardless of its form, type and motive.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on a two-day visit to South Africa from tomorrow to participate in the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in Johannesburg at the invitation of South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola. The External Affairs Ministry said Dr. Jayashankar's participation in the Foreign Ministers meeting will strengthen India's engagement with G20 countries and bolster the voice of the Global South in this important forum. The External Affairs Minister is expected to hold a few bilateral meetings on the margins of the Foreign Minister's meeting. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The 395th birth anniversary of the great Maratha warrior king Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj is being observed today. Born on this day in 1630 at the Shivneri Fort in Pune district in Maharashtra, Chhatrapati Shivaji laid the foundation of the Maratha Empire and challenged the Mughal rule. He is widely admired for his progressive leadership, military acumen, bravery, wisdom, and the relentless pursuit of Swarajya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Chhatrapati Shivaji on his Jayanti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the valour and visionary leadership of Chhatrapati Shivaji laid the foundation for Swarajya and inspired generations to uphold the values of courage and justice.
छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज की वीरता विचारधारा और न्यायप्रियता ने कई कई पीढ़ियों को प्रेरित किया उनकी साहसिक कार्यशैली सामरिक कौशल और शांतिपूर्ण राजनीतिक प्रणाली आज भी हमारे लिए प्रेरणा स्रोत इतने वर्ष बाद भी उनके द्वारा स्थापित किए गए मूल्य हमें आगे बढ़ने का मार्ग दिखा रहे हैं इन्हीं मूल्यों के आधार पर हमें अमृतकाल की 25 वर्षों की यात्रा पूरी करनी है
Union Minister for Youth and Sports Mansukh Mandaviya today took part in a Padyatra in Pune on the occasion of the 395th birth anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandaviya emphasized that just as Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj laid the foundation for Hindavi Swarajya through ideal governance and respect for women, the Narendra Modi government is working to build a developed India inspired by his principles.
जैसे हमारे छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज ने अपना कर्तव्य का निर्वहन करने के लिए मातृभूमि की रक्षा के लिए लड़ाई लड़ी थी और जिन्होंने हिंदवी स्वराज्य की स्थापना करी थी हमें विकसित भारत की स्थापना करना है हमें विकसित भारत बनाना है लेकिन विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए हमें अपना कर्तव्य का निर्वहन करना होगा
Several events are being held in Vidarbha region of Maharashtra today on the 395th birth anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. We have more from our correspondent.
Jai Shivaji Jai Bharat rally was organized in Nagpur this morning, where the Guardian Minister Chandrasekhar Bavankule and district official attended the rally. During this rally, war sports like Mallakhamb, Dandapatta were demonstrated by students and various social organizations to mark the legacy of noble Maratha king Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. In other towns like Amravati, Akola, Wardha, the procession depicting the war skills and historical moments of the Maratha Empire were taken, which witnessed the enthusiastic participation from youths. Various lectures, plays are also being arranged to enlighten the modern generation about the inspiring valor and history of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashvani News, Nagpur.
Millions of devotees continue to arrive at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh, with more than 65 lakh devotees having taken a holy dip in the Sangam by 12 noon today. Our correspondent reports that the temple holds immense cultural and religious significance, drawing countless devotees every day, especially after their ritual dip in the holy waters.
The temple, also known as the Late Hanuman Temple, located on the banks of Sangam in Prayagraj, is very popular with the statue of Lord Hanuman in a lying position. A huge crowd of devotees is seen every day in this temple during the Kumbh, while earlier the crowd used to be only during its conventionally popular visiting days of Tuesdays and Saturdays. According to religious beliefs, visit to the temple after bathing in Sangam bears great fruits. It is said that when Lord Hanuman was returning after the conquest from Lanka, he felt tired. Upon the request of Mother Sita, he lied down on the banks of Sangam, after which the Late Hanuman Temple was built. Talking to Akashvani News, Aditi, a devotee from West Bengal, shared her experience of a visit to the temple after taking a bath in the Triveni Sangam with her mother.
Hanuman ji mandir ke bahar hai aur abhi humne sangam mein snan bhi kara. Hamara experience bahut acha raha. Yahan pe jo bheer hai wo itni zyada nahi hai. Arrangement bahut achi hai aur mandir mein bhi jo management hai wo bahut acche se hai.
According to mythology, after the water level in the Sangam rises, the temple gets filled with water and the statue drowns. It is said that this action bathes Lord Hanuman in the holy water. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
The illegal Indian immigrants who have been deported from the United States in the last 10 days are a dejected lot. Some of them were unsuspecting victims of unscrupulous travel agents who duped them first by showing green pastures abroad and then sending them through illegal means. Some others are such who just wanted to go abroad by whatever means. Most of them belong to middle-class families, settled in small towns and villages, having less employment opportunities. According to sources, the last plane that landed at Amritsar in Punjab, carrying 112 immigrants, had 23 females along with 14 kids, both boys and girls. Our Jalandhar correspondent has filed this report.
All the deportees are having harrowing tales to tell. Almost all of them have travelled long distances in four-wheelers packed like sardines, crossed Panama Canal by dangerous boat journeys, walked through jungles without proper food, jumped over high walls to enter the US. The mental trauma after experiencing all this and then deportation seems to have shattered them emotionally. They have urged the state government to take action against the travel agents who have duped them. Almost everyone has spent over rupees 40 lakh to sneak into the US by selling their family farmlands, mother's jewelry, taking money on loan from banks and friends that have all gone down the drains now. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
On to sports, the 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy will begin this afternoon with defending champions Pakistan taking on New Zealand in their opening match in Karachi in Women's Premier League cricket today. UP Warriors will take on Delhi Capitals in Vadodara this evening. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre approves additional assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees to five states affected by natural calamities. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says several revolutionary initiatives taken by the Centre for Rural Empowerment. BJP to hold Legislative Party meeting this evening to finalise name of next Chief Minister of Delhi, appoints party leaders Ravi Shankar Prasad and Om Prakash Dhankhar as central observers to oversee election of leader. And with that we end the midday news.